Tracy McClure is currently in Lebanon's capital, Beirut, awaiting Pope Benedict XVI's arrival there on Friday, 14th of September. She was granted an interview with Patriarch Ignaz Joseph III Younan, the leader of the Syrian Catholic Church of the Antiochian tradition, whose patriarchal see is based in Lebanon.
Many Christians in the West are unfamiliar with many of the ancient Eastern Rite churches, such as the Syriac Catholic Church, which actually has its roots in Syria, where I believe that you find your own roots. Could you tell us a little bit about Syriac Catholics and how big a community they are today? Who are they?
We are among the smallest Catholic churches as of number, and we are among the most scattered Christian communities in the world. We go back to the Syriac Church of Antioch. That means the church was speaking Aramaic beside the Greek language. And we've been, as you may know, let's say separated from the Roman Church, mostly from the Byzantine Church, at the wake of the Chalcedonian Council in 451. Therefore, the Syriac Church of Antioch was a little bit isolated from the Byzantine Church and, of course, of the Roman See. However, since the 12th century, there were attempts to get reunited with the Roman See, especially after the Crusaders and the opening of diplomatic relations between Europe and the Ottoman Empire. Our Syriac Catholic Church goes back to the 1600s, when we had the first archbishop in Aleppo, Syria, was reunited with Rome. He was actually a student in Rome. He was proclaimed patriarch or recognized as a patriarch by Rome, but he wasn't elected patriarch by his synod. But back about 70 years later, we had our first patriarch, Ignatius Michael Jarway, who was elected patriarch in 1784 near Mardin, southeastern Turkey, by the Syriac Orthodox Synod. However, after his election, just a couple of months later, there was another election by some of that synod's bishops. They did elect a new one, accusing Jarway of being allied with what we call the European powers, and he was, let's say, forbidden to minister in the Ottoman Empire, was obliged to, forced to flee Turkey to Iraq, and Iraq to Syria, and he came here into the Lebanese mountain. Now, our church accounts for about 180,000. We are, as I said, one of the smallest church, but we've been united with Rome since Jarway's time, recognized as, if you go back to the Annuario Pontificio, the Syrian Patriarch of Antioch is among patriarchs of Antioch, the Melkite and the Maronite.
So your church does find its roots in Syria, which is living one of its darkest moments of its history. How are Christians there able to give witness to hope and peace?
Until what the West likes to call the Arab Spring, Christians were living in Syria relatively in peace. They were respected as a church like others. because the regime used to be secular. Of course, we didn't have in this region of the Middle East, except Lebanon, full citizenship as the other of the Muslim majority. However, we can say that after the massacre of 1915 in the Turkish Empire, many Christians who left Turkey came to Syria, to Lebanon, to live relatively in peace and to start a new life. Therefore, we are very, very much concerned about the present situation, not only of Syriac Catholics, but of all Christians in Syria. We are really frightened that another exodus like it, the one we witnessed in Iraq will be starting, and it did start in Syria. And this is for all Christians, even for the Syrian people. It's a really great loss.
The bishops at the Synod for the Middle East called for greater recognition in the Middle East of the contributions of Christians to society, their equal civil rights, freedom of conscience, the importance of nurturing a sense of common citizenship. The Synod, however, ended not long before the Arab Spring erupted. How do you hope this shifting region will respond to this call of the bishops for greater civil rights?
We uphold all rights, civil rights for all. In a democratic country, we have to be beside those who claim their rights of citizenship, the pluralism of political expression, and the freedom of religion and of conscience. Lebanon, it's exception. We have a civilized constitution where citizenship is granted to all, whatever religion or race or ethnic they belong to.
Finally, you are having Pope Benedict come here to the Patriarchate for an ecumenical encounter before he leaves. What do you hope for that? How do you see the churches working together in unity, especially where the implementing the apostolic exhortation comes into play?
The visit of Pope Benedict XVI, it's, we can say, a moment of grace to all Christians, Muslims, and all peoples of the region. And of course, when an ecumenical encounter was scheduled in that relatively short visit, it's a divine gift for all of us Christians in the Middle East that the Vicar of Christ is coming to visit a small church as ours and to meet his brothers in the Christian faith, although in non-Catholic churches. And therefore, we expect and we hope that ecumenical movement will be enhanced and strengthened with this papal visit. We, as Syriac Catholic, we have a really, let's say, good relations with our brethren of the Syriac Orthodox. We keep contact. I keep calling His Holiness the Patriarch Zakka First Iwas, and we try to find ways to work together and to face the same, let's say, challenges and difficulties together.
You were listening there to Patriarch Ignace Joseph III Younan, the leader of the Syrian Catholic Church of the Antiochian tradition, whose patriarchal see is based in Lebanon. He was interviewed there by Tracy McClure, who is currently in Lebanon's capital, Beirut, awaiting Pope Benedict XVI's arrival there on Friday, 14th of September.